Hey, it's Brent Attaway with Switch to Solar. We're going to talk about the cost of solar. Now, here's the biggest question we get when it comes down to, all right, I think I want solar. So how much is it going to cost me? So of course you're asking that. We all should be asking that. It's a great question. So how much is it going to cost you? Well, I'm going to divide this out and I'm only going to speak to cost per kilowatt hour. Okay. So if you're looking into a power purchase agreement, aka PPA, or compared to like owning or cash, like with a loan or cash option, then you're going to want to pay attention to a cost per kilowatt hour. And the reason why is you're not buying the system. So the first answer to your question in your mind when you're looking into a power purchase agreement is, how much is this going to cost me? Well, it actually won't cost you anything when it comes to the system. You're not buying the system. You're buying the power from the system. Remember, you got to look at other episodes if you haven't. A good preliminary episode to this, go look through our episodes and you'll find one all about what is a power purchase agreement and how it works. That'll explain more details, but I'm going to assume you know the basics there. So if you understand that you're just purchasing the power, then you don't need to ask the question, how much is it going to cost me for the system? You need to ask the question, what's the best rate I can get per kilowatt hour? Okay, that's the key. Now it's just a matter of, is that good enough for you? And then you make the decision. So let me give you an example. You are looking at a system, you decided I don't want to invest in solar, I don't want to own it, it's not for me. Okay, great, power purchase agreement is definitely the best option. Now you're looking into it, you're looking at the numbers and you're seeing, great, yeah, let's look at a Sunnova agreement, for instance. At the time of this recording, a Sunnova agreement, the typical one that we do that's most beneficial on average, is going to be a 25-year agreement with Sunnova that they will come put all the panels, install the system, do everything for you with zero out-of-pocket costs at all. You won't pay anything, you don't pay the deposit, you don't put any money down, you don't have an escrow account, nothing. They won't ask you for payment, okay? What they ask you to do is just pay a monthly fee at a kilowatt hour rate, okay? And their goal is to beat your current power company's kilowatt hour rate, your average rate that you're paying. Their other goal is to also fix that rate from Sunnova, give you a nice, fixed, predictable rate over the next 25 years. You can see it over, you know it'll stay. However, whatever that rate chart is over 25 years, it'll stay like that. They're not going to touch it, okay? That's the agreement. Well, that's their goal. They want to give you a predictable rate and a predictable monthly payment, okay? Well, with your current power company, let's use SDG&E or PG&E or anywhere really in the United States, they are going to pretty much change the rates when they need to stay profitable, okay? And what's going to happen with SDG&E, for example, their rates have gone up on average. This is over the last 10 years. You can look it up. So do not quote me here. I'm just rounding some numbers. I could be way off. I'll try to go low. Their average rate increase per year is in the range of around 7 or 8%. Okay. Now that's over, I think, the last 8 or 10 years. Over the last few years, it's way higher, but it's not going to always go that high. I don't know why it's gone so high. You could ask them. Okay. But there's been other years where they didn't increase the rates at all. So it averages out. Point is Sunnova, in this example, is not going to sit there and increase their rates like that over 25 years either. You're going to have a nice predictable rate. So again, you should be asking, well, okay, so if Sunnova can give me a lower kilowatt hour rate than SDG&E, then I'm instantly saving and they're not going to require me to do anything, to pay anything up front to get that system on my home and get it installed and everything, nothing for the panels. And my agreement is that I just keep paying Sunnova and that's it. That is pretty much the agreement, okay? And I say pretty much, there's also other benefits. There's nothing hidden in there. They are going to maintain it and do all the monitoring and all that cool stuff, but that's not what this episode's about. The key is with a power purchase agreement, do not ask how much the system's going to cost because there's no answer to that. How could there be an answer to that? You don't own the system. You're not buying it. You're just paying per kilowatt hour at a lower rate than your current power company and at a predictable rate, and that's key. All right, hopefully this makes sense. Next time that you go and ask, how much is this going to cost me? Be a little more intelligent about it now. You can actually look at it and say, okay, cool, power purchase agreement. I know it doesn't cost me anything for the system. Ask the sales rep, whoever you talk to or the company, ask them this, how much is it going to cost me per kilowatt hour? And they will look at you and say, thank you for asking that. Let me see.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Make sure to stay tuned for the next episode and we will chat with you soon.